The statistic that 10 to 20% of Tennessee students might have dyslexia is helping to propel a bill through the state legislature. If passed, schools would be required to screen all students, kindergarten through second grade, for dyslexia 3 times a year. WPLN's Lee Hale reports on how the screenings are supposed to help.
Lori Smith of Clarksville noticed early on that her daughter Ryan was having difficulty reading. Here is Smith testifying at a hearing for the new bill.
You know, something doesn't seem right. It seems like she doesn't hear certain sounds. And this began a 5-month process of me going back and forth with her teacher trying to get additional help for her.
Eventually, she was told to just accept that her daughter was average. But Smith knew Ryan's struggles had nothing to do with intelligence and opted to have her tested outside of school. That led to a dyslexia diagnosis. Smith wishes her daughter's learning disability had been caught earlier. And the statewide screening that's been proposed is meant to do just that, even for students who aren't necessarily failing. Tim Odegaard of the Center for Dyslexia at Middle Tennessee State University believes this type of screening could bring relief to parents who worry that they have done something wrong.
You know, look, this is not the fault of us at home. There is something fundamentally different in the way that my child processes language, and that's causing an issue with how you are going about teaching reading.
And once a reading difficulty is detected, Odegaard thinks Tennessee schools are equipped to further diagnose and respond. The dyslexia screenings, which would cost the state $1.6 million a year, are meant to jumpstart the existing interventions much earlier for struggling readers. And when it comes to reading intervention, experts say the earlier, the better. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Lee Hale.